BC Hertford and Worcester. Tammy Gooding in the afternoon. Now imagine being one of the UK's leading story consultants, being the brains behind the storylines that make us laugh and cry. Well, that's quite a powerful and influential place to be. And it's a talent that appears to run in the family for my next guest, because her dad's an Oscar winner for his part in Dr. Zhivago. With a debut novel out this month, let's meet the brilliant Susan Gandar. I said hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Hello, Tammy.
I've been reading a little bit about your background, and I kind of thought you were probably always destined to do something creative, considering your dad was a multi-Oscar winner. Tell us a bit about him and what he did.
Right, yes, he was a film production designer, and he won 4 Oscars, which is no one in this country has ever won 4 Oscars, and I think it's actually the one off worldwide.
Wow.
Yes, big one. And he won them for Dr. Zhivago and Lawrence of Arabia, who they were the David Lean big epic films, and also for Oliver the Music, the musical, and for Nicholas and Alexander, which was Back to Russia again.
Goodness me, that's incredible. And were you kind of old enough to understand that this was going on? Because they're epic films, aren't they?
They are epic. I think I was old enough to be a bit upset because I had a very absentee father. But when he was around, he was extremely exciting. Mm. And I was very, very lucky because, like, if it was my birthday, then a group of friends, myself and a group of friends, we went to Pinewood Studios, Shepperton, to see Oliver being filmed.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and we saw, you know, when Mark Lester walks up to Harry Secombe, like Mr. Bumble, you know, he held out his bowl Aww. And said, can I have some more? So I saw that. That was pretty good.
That's amazing. You could dine on that for the rest of your life.
Good. And Dr. Zhivago, they had their school holidays in the very hot Madrid. And I remember being taken to a Moscow street in the middle of Madrid. And there was snow on the ground and extras wearing fur coats and everything. It was 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
But they were shooting, you know, winter in Moscow.
Did you see Omar Sharif?
I didn't at that point. I actually did. I met him about 5 years ago when there was a sort of memorial thing at the British Film Institute for my dad. And kindly enough, he and Peter O'Toole turned up for that. So it was nice to meet both of them eventually, although I didn't actually meet them when I was a child.
How lovely. You must be so proud of your dad's achievements.
Yeah, he was a great man. He wasn't a particularly brilliant dad because he wasn't at home very much, but when I got older and I think I was a little less boring, we got on extremely well. He was a fantastic dad, taught me a lot.
Awesome. And you went on to be one of the UK's leading TV story consultants. Tell us what that job entails. What does that mean?
Right, well, that was when I was working on Casualty. And what we did, a story consultant, basically, we find the writers. We commission the writers, and what we do is we work with the writers on the stories they want to tell, and we edit them creatively in that process. But also, in a much more overall sense, we are responsible for where the ongoing storylines, where they're going in an episode, and indeed a whole series, and what happens to the regular characters. Gosh. So the stories that you see on the screen are very much, in the editing sense, it's like being a newspaper editor. You're very much in control, creative control of what the stories are and what the contents of the episodes and indeed the series are.
That's a huge responsibility, particularly if you're working on a show as popular as Casualty. I say as popular, though, because during your stint, didn't the viewing figures kind of go from something like 7 to 14 million viewers?
That's correct, Tammy. Yeah, when I joined, it was floundering. I think there was even talk of pulling the show. And I came on, I was actually a trainee at that point. I think people thought, well, she can't do much harm, she might do some good. But what we did was we refocused the show. We turned it from being a serial into more of a series, i.e. Mm-hmm. one big, really good stories each week. We brought in some wonderful writers and let them have their head. And we did some tricky stories as well. And we went soaring up from 7 million to 14 million. I had an email from Michael Grape saying, thank you very much, Susan.
Wow, that's incredible. Tell us about maybe one of the storylines that you looked after, if you like. Some more difficult ones you brought to bear, didn't you?
Well, one I have a particular interest in, professionally and personally, is we did a storyline called an episode called Living Memories, which Sam Snape researched and wrote, and it was about organ donation. And we particularly wanted to get it right because there'd been attempts on TV to cover organ donation and the processes, the decisions that were made, but we sort of got, maybe they hadn't been done quite correctly. So we did this episode, and it went down extremely well, and the medical profession were thrilled because they said we covered all the trauma of the family trying to make a decision. And of course that's all in the headlines now, with people wanting to change, make it into an opt-out register rather than an opt-in register, and families also going against the wishes of their loved ones, you know, who've actually got a donor card and they die, but then the families prevent them from being donors. But I have to say, it has to be people on the line, you know, people, ordinary people who are suddenly put in a really difficult position, and they have to, and they, you know, they grow in that situation and become, if you like, heroes. But the other thing I loved doing was Shades of Grey, and I tried to do stories that were never black and white.
And she's done just that in her new book, We've Come to Take You Home. We'll hear about that after 2 o'clock today. Latest news, weather and travel on the way. This is the Crystals now.